dog, Tiny's at a radio show. Like, he always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new song. Everybody tune in. So Rango, tell a friend. Don't ever try to blame me.
Like, what's the name of your show? Like,
oh, my rig on crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Free game radio, I do it for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So Rango, tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show?
Elmira gone crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Free game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew with hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body and silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save homegirl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the books and chapters ago. I write my life on Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. God chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason, childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious. Because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but N.O. taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, give it in for cash.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid, Lucky Me. I'm back, yes, back, brand new, like I never left before, you know what I'm saying? This is the 2013 edition, you know what I'm saying, of Elmira Gone Crazy, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, making it possible, and we about to dig in. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna do the things that we like to do. So you can call in, you know what I'm saying? You can call in if you want to air out your baby dad, you want to air out your baby mom, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it. We're going to have some fun, and I'm sure I'm not how we're going to do it. But this is what we're going to do, though. We're going to go into some, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pay some bills. You know what I mean? I got bills to pay first. I got some bills to pay, and we're going to get to that. We're going to play some Tupac Hit 'Em Up, because I got a lot of haters. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit 'em up. Yeah.
I ain't suck got ass. No motherfucker.
So I
friend.
Fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. So fuck your bitch and the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made
yeah,
ass
yeah,
bad boy.
Fuck up, yeah.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the Mac. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get spanked right for setting tracks. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shank your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. That's how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up over me, you in the clouds open.
Is that
So you had you never had sex with a pregnant woman?
Yeah, but she didn't know her baby dad.
She didn't know her baby dad?
No, she didn't know who her baby dad was.
So did that make it right?
No, still, but hey, I guess it should happen.
No, sir, no, sir. I mean, it's either...
No, it's not right. It's not right.
So was it right for you to put your penis in that pregnant woman's vagina?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now listen. This is my thing. Who else we got in here? Let's see. Maybe if this young lady, maybe if she want to speak, we got her last four digits is 216 or whatever. We want to chime in on it. Hello. 2166. Hello. 2166. Anyone here?
No.
All right, she's not here, so we're gonna put her back on the mute thing or whatever the case may be. I'm gonna shoot straight like this. The moral of the story is, I've had sex with, pregnant girls, and I think the vagina is amazing. I think it's more well. You don't gotta worry about spitting on your dick or spitting in your hand and getting the job done. I think girls are more horny or whatever the case may be. Why am I getting feedback?
I hung it up.
Hello? All right, we're back. We're back on the air. Like I said, sorry, this is the first show. We haven't tech. We're doing all. You know what I'm saying? We got a swap shop going on here. And we got, you know what I'm saying, we babysitting. We got kids. We feeding bottles. We're doing a lot of things here. But like I said, the caller hung up, whatever the case may be. He said he don't think that it was nasty or whatever based upon the fact that she didn't know her baby dad, which I think is dumb. You know what I'm saying? That was just dumb. Who does that? Is either you with it, you're not with it. I'm with it. I think if my baby mom gave the pussy up, would I feel some type of way about it? And the honest answer, it depends. It depends on our relationship. If we're not getting along whatsoever, it really doesn't matter because she's gonna do what she got to do regardless of me being upset about it. Doesn't mean nothing. But it is what it is at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick, you know what I'm saying, commercial break. We're going to play some motherfucking 2 Chainz birthday song. Because all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. Big fucking booty. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big.
Booty.
Skirt,
skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen. Yams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. When I die, bury me next to 2 bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? You heard what he said. All he want for his birthday is a big booty hoe. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how I give it up on my show. Somebody put their hand up. We cut the fucking music off. We get the guests on the show. We're not going to put the full number, but the last digits are 8556. You're on the check-in. You are now on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
with that. That's nasty, brother. That is nasty. If a girl is pregnant and it's not her baby dad and she's going around having sex with other guys, that is disgusting. Like, that's
wait. Hold on. How you doing? First of all, so you're trying to tell me a single say the baby mom or the pregnant female. That's nasty.
Yeah, if it's not her baby father that she's having intercourse with, yes, it is nasty.
Well, it's been
respect for her baby.
Well, listen. So it's her fault. I mean, it's scientifically proven through doctors and exams that having sex during the pregnancy it helps the baby come out.
The problem. My sis wants to talk to you.
All right, put your sister on the phone.
Are we on live on the radio show?
You're live. You're on the air. You know what I'm saying? 20 people are listening right now. You're live on the air.
Okay. So the question of the day is it nasty to have sex with somebody else?
Yes. We had a discussion.
Male with baby?
Now, listen. Now, keep in mind, the female's single. The baby dad don't want nothing to do with the woman. You know what I'm saying? And she's hormonal. She's horny. She's pregnant.
That's why
she's
they
attractive.
Make toys.
Huh?
That's why they make toys. And fingers.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so
does it make her
nasty,
disgusting.
Though? That's the, so she's supposed to go through the whole pregnancy and get no penis?
No penis. You better go to get a toy. No penis.
All right. Well, we got someone.
Yourself and your baby. And your baby.
We got a caller.
You don't want to mess with baby's head.
We got someone that's I guess they're contesting. We got a 2116. You're on the air.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, 2116.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, no, it's not nasty because not everybody gets to see in relationships.
No, it's nasty. It's disgusting.
All right. No disrespect, Tish, we're going to put you on hold for just a quick second. 2116, explain what are you talking about? Why isn't it nasty then?
Because not every girl is going to stay with her baby dad due to multiple reasons. So you're telling her because she can't make it work with one person that she's not allowed to have sex? I don't see the big deal in it because, for one, she's already pregnant. As long as she's protecting herself from getting an STD, there's not that big of a risk. At the end of the day, your kid's not going to know what penis is his father's and what's not, just as long as she's not out there fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry she can get her hands on.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna put you on hold for a quick second, sweetie, just so you know, Tish can respond back to what you just said.
This is Bree now. But
all right,
I heard
Bree,
what
you
said. I don't care. It's still, you have to have respect for yourself and respect for your child. If you go around having sex with other guys while you're pregnant, with the next man's baby, what is your baby father going to think? He's going to think like you're a whore, like this bitch really is fucking with my kid inside of her. Like, he's going to talk mad shit about you. And then you're going to be crying and all this other stuff. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then you're going to be crying and stuff. And then, and it's just nasty,
right, so,
like, you got respect
hold on, Bree,
yourself.
Hold on, Bree. We got to, if you just tune in, this is Elmira's on Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Miss New City. We live from Elmira, New York, and we're having a great discussion. We're talking about being pregnant, and we're talking about would it make the female nasty if she gave up the goodies while being pregnant? Some people saying yes, some people saying no. But if you just tuned in, I'm just trying to keep you abreast. We got another caller on the air. 3636. You're on the air.
Hi, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Hales? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. We got a nice little discussion here. You want to chime in and you know,
I think it's disgusting.
You think it's disgusting, so you agree with, you know, the young ladies?
Absolutely. Like, I think that is showing no respect for yourself. Like, you feel really that bad, like you can't wait like 9 months. Like, you're carrying somebody else's child. I just don't see how that's cute. Like, I think that's gross.
Okay, so we got 2116. We got you back live or whatever. Do you want to counter respond to what Ms. Hales is saying?
I just think that, like, until you're in that position, like, you're gonna think like that. Because I'm not gonna lie, when I'm pregnant, I used to think like that. But at the same time, like, I have a brother that's really dead. Nothing to do with him. He wants nothing to do with me. I just found out he moved out of state. So I'm supposed to sacrifice myself because I'm a night drunk and not pregnant and I don't believe in abortion.
But can I? No, but like, I can release that because I've been in that position.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Like, I've been pregnant. Just because, like, I'm not announcing it doesn't mean I can't understand it. But I was pregnant by a person, and I didn't end up staying with him, but I still didn't do anything with anyone else.
I mean, I'm in the middle for me as far as the host. I'm in the middle because I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it funky. Anyone knows when it comes to me, it's real talk when it comes to Lucky. And I've had sex with pregnant females and stuff like that. The vagina is great, I must say. And then at the same token as being, you know, I have three kids, I really didn't approve of, you know, my baby mothers having sex with other dudes. And so I'm like on a limbo. But, you know, it's one of those things. You know, one person says this, one person says that. I just want to kind of like chime in on the Facebook. We got Miss Hannah Kaslin. She said, no, the doctors tell you to do it sometime, but she was scared to do it. Shout out to Miss Hannah Kaslin. Who else was going to check in? Miss Jeannie Fitz. She said, if she is, shout out to Jeannie. She's everywhere. She goes, if she's not with her baby dad and has a long-term monogamous relationship, it's okay. So pretty much, all right, so that changed things a little bit. All right, so let's just say you're pregnant, your baby dad leaves you, and you're in a relationship with another dude. Does it make it okay now, Mateus?
How did you just jump from one relationship to another? Like, you're pregnant for 9 months. Like, you're that much of a thirst bucket to, like, jump on the next dick that comes your way because you're upset? Like, are you kidding me? Like, who gets over a breakup like that? Like, okay, so, like, say, boom, you get pregnant, right? Are you breaking up right away? So, like, you're starting 9 months fresh, like, with somebody else? Or were, like, you seeing this person during your pregnancy and, I mean, prior, like, with your baby daddy? Like, that just isn't,
well,
you know what I mean? Like, people don't just jump from relationship to relationship.
Well, I've dated girls, and I met them at, like, 4 or 5 months, and they were pregnant. And, you know, there's girls who's out there, and like, hey, I'm 4 months, I'm 5 months pregnant, my baby dad left me, or I told him I was pregnant, and he don't want anything to do with me. And so they, you know, they venture out, and, you know, they do the things that they like to do.
I can't personally find it within myself to agree with it because, as you know who my scumbag of the baby daddy was, and he left me and fucked everyone else, and I took care of it, and that was that.
So you didn't receive any type of financial support from him?
No, he didn't do anything for anything.
Bad guy.
You know, and, like, we didn't stay together. Like, he fucked all of Rockin' County. So, bad guy.
Damn. But listen, we're gonna hopefully you ladies stay on or whatever. We're about to go pay some more bills, about to play some music or whatever. As I'm looking through, we want to send a big shout out and RIP to Big Pun. I'm a big fan of his music, and we're gonna take some commercial breaks and pay some bills and do the things that we like to do, and we're gonna play. You know what I'm saying? Some Big Pun. It's so hot. This is Elmira Gone Crazy, Kid Lucky Me.
Oh! You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop a glizzy doing 60 down a wall with you. Drunk fishy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up in schools. My neighbor fuck that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Take some parrots, whoop, check it, Debbie's day, baby cabbage, every yellow night. Bird, cherry radish, fish, shop the dealer. Got some checks for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing less, cause it's realer in the Big Apple. When Christian gets your shit tackled, enemies spit at your best friends, kidnapped, trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that shit, oh, I'ma go for Dolo. Scar face for that Manolo. When these probably solo, but you need no one. Bolo, this is all hard work, baby.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife. Niggas wanna take my life. But it's
scream for the family. Watch me. You can catch a knife or Hitachi. Pop some shit like a Nazi. Iced out like DiBiase. Fuck that, Liberace. Throw X Versace. Somebody stop me. Never that. Some of niggas that uptown, uptown. You know you're feeling that cash room. Hardcore, you should dance to. That old Biggie, give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. With both hands and roll for drawers and drink me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best series just alive. Tell us war, nigga, stop sleeping. What you say your name was again? And I know you from where? Elementary school.
Niggas wanna be like us.
I don't know you,
but they
man. That way.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife.
Okay.
Niggas wanna take my life, but it's so hard.
Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I said, hey. Baby, I got your money. Hey.
I wanna be here.
Baby, I got your money.
yo, we're back, Elmira Gone Crazy. I'll be your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, and this is the place where you can vent, where you can talk your shit, where you will get the latest gossip and drama, and, you know, the positive things that's going on in the community of the 607 and all over. The next segment is what we're going to talk about, and this is something I've learned from being, living in Elmira, whatever the case may be. Okay, hold on, before we go into this, we got a caller, 2310. You are on the air.
Yo.
2310, you're on the air.
Somebody told me you're a little dick.
Huh? What'd they say?
Someone told me you had a little dick.
That I have a little dick?
Yeah.
I do have a little penis. It's like it's like a little popcorn shrimp.
All right.
That's what you called? That's what you called in for? Hello? All right, shout out to that caller. You know what I'm saying? 331-2310. Yeah, I said it on the air because you called in and asked me about my penis. Thank you for calling in and asking about my penis. Moving right along. We're talking about people who leave certain areas, whether it's Rockland County, whether it's Brooklyn, you know, Miami coming up north, south, being a New Yorker going down south. Why do people leave areas and they say they leave for, you know, I guess financial reasons and I guess growth and development and opportunities, but they always find a way to come back? Hello, Ms. House?
Hello.
Hello. Have you ever, what's your take on that? People leaving and saying, you know, like for me, I can talk about me. I left Rockland and I haven't been back. Some people leave places and they come right back a month later, 2 weeks, a year. What's your take on that?
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah. I mean, I always end up in Rockland County. I mean, for now anyway, you know, the future, who knows what will happen, you know. I don't know. As much as I hate Rockland, like, you know, it's a lot. There's a lot here, you know.
I know as far as for me, I left Rockland, and I love Rockland. I had some amazing times there in the Rockland. But it's expensive to live. And I found a place that's half, you know, all the costs that I was paying, I end up paying half in Elmira. And, yeah, you don't have the big lights and, you know, a lot of things going on out here. But, you know, it's cheaper to live. What do you say as far as, you know, living in a place that's expensive with a lot to do opposed to living somewhere cheap in a, you know, rural area, suburban more so?
I mean, I definitely, I don't know, I appreciate, you know, more country stuff. Like, I go out, you know, I thought about moving out west with my dad to Oregon. You know, and that's, like, farms and orchards and, like, quiet. There's nothing to do. Like.
But would you give that up? Would you give up the fast life and pay high bills for more of a slow situation and not too much to do and being somewhat bored?
I think I would. Just not right now. You know,
not
like,
right now.
Like, right now, you know, I've got a lot here for me right now. You know, I wouldn't want to, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna leave, like, my boyfriend and, like, go 3,000 miles away. Be like, bye.
Well, I mean, I'm
my
not
job, or, like, you know, I have to, you know, I go to court and stuff. Like, I can't just, like, pick up and go because I want to. You know, I got,
people,
like, things here for right now.
People, and I, like, for as far as me, like, it was a big deal. It was a big decision for me to make, to say, all right, leave Rockland and give it up and stuff like that, to go someplace like Elmira, New York, where I've never been and know nothing about. But, I mean, it turned out okay for the most part. You know, are you a Teen Mom type of girl?
Was I what?
You watch Teen Mom?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person on the show?
I don't know. I really like Sarah.
You don't, listen.
Like,
I
haven't watched the show recently, but she was the only one that, like, didn't really irritate me so much.
You know who I don't like?
Hmm.
Caitlin. Caitlin. I can't stand her. I can't stand Caitlyn. The reason why I can't stand Caitlyn is because her, since, you know, I'm not, I've been watching it a lot lately, but, you know, when it first started and everything, Caitlyn, her baby dad has been a good dude.
Yeah.
The baby dad, and then I think she's a hooker. I know she's a hooker. And I think she wants, her job is to make his life a living hell.
Yeah, people like that, you know, they can't, I don't know how people live with themselves and they just cause drama and problems and make things more difficult than they need to be.
Could you see yourself on a reality TV show?
Yeah.
You could?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I was, I don't know, I'd probably do like Bad Girls Club or something like that. Obviously,
Bad Girls
I wasn't
Club.
16 and pregnant. I'm not a teen mom.
Why do you think, other than ratings, why do you think, you know, TV promotes these crazy shows where they have females looking unclassy, attractive but unclassy with their movements and their behavior?
It's just entertainment, you know what I mean? You're just like, oh, this is bitch. Like, you know, she doesn't know how to talk. Like, she's mad ghetto. Like, or what is she thinking? Like, you know, when you watch Bad Girls Club, like, you have these girls who, like, have sugar daddies and, like, most of them are strippers and they just have bad attitudes. Like, I mean, I guess I wouldn't really belong on that show either. But, like, I think it's more amusing, you know, as opposed to, like, if I was on the Jersey Shore, like, I'd probably cunt punch one of them. Like,
It's funny that you mentioned stripper. It's funny that you mentioned stripper because we have, it's different. Rockland and Elmira is different. And a lot of these females up here, all right, the first question I'm going to ask you is, would you ever think about if times got hard, would you strip?
Yeah.
You would strip. But would you strip, say if you lived in Nyack, would you strip in Nanuet?
No.
Why wouldn't you strip in Nanuet?
I mean, I probably wanted to go in the city.
Because
you know?
It's far away from, because it's not close to your home, right?
Yeah, and plus, like, I'm not, like, you know, I feel like around in Rockland, like, they wouldn't really appreciate, like, a thick girl.
A thick girl.
In the city, I feel like they would probably appreciate that.
And plus,
I wouldn't want, like, you know what I mean? Like, what if, God forbid, like, my father's friends, like, are in the place?
All right, we got a caller put his hand up on 3-2. Oh, okay, they just hung up, whoever it was. Call back in. You know, the number is 347-857-4302. We're talking about a variety of things, you know what I mean? We're talking about being pregnant and giving up the pussy while being pregnant. Is that nasty or is it okay to do? We got a whole bunch of people want to check in. Shout out to everybody, 845 in the building, heavy. Shout out to the people, the calls just dropped. Call back in if you want to, you press 1, put your hand up if you want to get your voice be heard and stuff like that and things of that nature. All right, I want to give a shout out to Ms. Gonzalez. She goes, she is so boring. What makes her call in, Ms. Gonzalez, and let your voice be heard? We want to take a real brief, I got to change the baby diaper real quick. And so we're going to play one more song, and we're going to get back into a crazy discussion. It's something I want to talk about, and it's taxes. Why do these women blow, and guys too, why do you blow all your money knowing that by June you're going to need that money? So we're going to go with, let's see what we got here on the music section. Shout out to Rockland County. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Elmira, New York. And we're going to play some Mace. Let's go.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be.
Uh-huh.
It's about that time
for us to Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, ride jewel, bigger truck, peace all glittered up, stick a kid, nigga what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up, hoes ride, get your nut till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room, I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls, lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code, they figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes, neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls, rec shows, collect those extra O's, buy the E, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate, millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make, whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins, let's begin, bring this BS to an end, come on.
Bad boy, yeah. You make me feel so good,
bad
you know?
That's what we do.
Understand we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV look 3D. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all. I ain't mad at y'all, now give me the catalog. I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars in power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO style, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad, 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 bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me feel so good. Come on. You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Got the ladies,
yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes,
yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s,
yeah, yeah.
But do it sound so crazy,
yeah, yeah.
With me personally, it's nothing personal. I do a work for me, you do a work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, attached to a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat with my check be. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
That's right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Bad, 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 bad,
yeah.
Boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
You just tuning in, you just listening to that kid Mace, you know what I'm saying? Make it feel so good. That's what the ladies be saying to me when I put it in. They be like, make it feel so good. But like I said, if you want to check in, you know what I mean? We're going to be on this joint Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, drama, baby mamas, girls wearing leggings and shit like that that's not supposed to be wearing them. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things. Shout out to Pregame Radio, sponsored by Brooklyn Black. And we're just doing the things that we like to do. We got Miss Hales still on the joint. We're going to chime her back in. And Miss Hales, I have a question. Just a quick question. Quick question. Are you on, sweetie?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've known you, and I'm going to keep it buck. I've known you for some years now, and you are the originator of wearing yoga pants and leggings. No one wears as much leggings and yoga pants as you. How do you feel about the takeover of yoga pants and leggings?
How do I feel with what?
With the whole world. All these women wearing leggings now. All these big girls. And when I say big girls, big girls. I'm not talking about thick girls or whatever, because you would go in the thick category. I'm talking about these big girls. They're stuffing all their fat inside of the leggings and the yoga pants. How do you feel about that? People stealing your swag at the end of the day.
I mean, I think yoga pants are okay because they're still pants. You know what I mean? They're not, like, so see-through. So I think, like, that's okay. And it's probably,
Which one make your butt, you know, what makes your butt, like, bigger?
Leggings.
Like, one of them make, leggings make your butt seem bigger when it's not as big?
Yeah.
Why? How do you, I mean, I don't know. I have a butt.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like they look better because they're just, like, I don't know, less material, I suppose. You know, like,
oh,
I don't know.
Do you feel, so what, you know, you got leggings and yogas. So the difference between leggings and yogas is the material?
Absolutely, and I feel like yoga pants, like, leggings come in, like, more patterns. I don't know. I love leggings. Like, I have sweater leggings and tie-dye leggings and leopard leggings and zebra leggings, you know, and I mean, I don't like wearing things also, like, that you can see your whole ass. Like, I don't think you should wear, like, leggings and have your whole ass showing, you know, like, and everyone can see what color your underwear is, what it says on your underwear. Like, that's not
so
cute.
So what about the yoga pants? Is the yoga pants, do the yoga pants make your whole butt noticeable? Or is it that's your real shape? So we see a lady, if I'm on a train or if I'm in a mall and I see a female with some yoga pants on her butt, I'm like, oh my God, I would love to eat that butt from the back. Like, it looks nice. Is that all her butt, or is it just due to the yoga?
It's definitely the person. It's definitely not, because, like, you know, it also depends where you get yoga pants. Like, Victoria's Secret and Hollister and places like that, they've created a way to make yoga pants, but without them being, like, flared at the bottom. Like, they're, like, leggings, but they're yoga pants. Like, they have a top part that folds down. That's kind of, like, cheating, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I don't really like yoga pants because they're so baggy at the bottom. I feel like they're too long for my legs. You know, and jeggings are the same thing as, like, leggings. You know what I mean? Like, jeggings, straight jeans, skinny jeans, whatever. Like, they wear it just the same way.
Rather strange. Me and my boys was having this discussion, and we were talking about, you know, team yoga and team leggings and females who cheat. Because there's some big girls, I see pictures on Facebook, they be like, we going to the club, and they throw on these leggings, and they got these what do you call them, slide things on. They look like ballerina shoes. You slide them on with these leggings.
Flats.
Oh, flats. That's what you're calling. See, I'm not into the fashion thing. I'm a bum-ass nigga, so I don't know too much about that. So they throw on the flats. They throw on the leggings. Keep in mind, it took them 2 hours just to get dressed. They throw on the shit, the flats. Now, the flats, do you guys put powder inside them, or you just throw your feet right in them and say, we're going to dance the night away?
Yeah.
Do you put powder in them?
I do. I don't know.
Most women, do they put powder in them, or do they just say, fuck it?
I mean, I don't know about putting them in your shoes, because I feel like every time you step, like, the powder's going to come out of your feet. But, like, I, like, powder my feet before I put my shoes on.
Okay, we got to, sorry to cut you off, miss. We got a caller, last four digits, 0034. They want to chime in. We want to get you in there. You're on the air. 0034, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air? You're on the air.
What's the topic?
What's popping? What's going on? You're calling from the 607. We're having a conversation. We're talking about leggings and yoga pants. Do you wear leggings or yoga pants?
Yoga.
You said yoga? You said team yoga?
Right.
Why? Why? What's the difference? Why? Like, you going to, you know, Burlington and...
They make my ass look fat.
So you wear yoga pants, so you'll pick yogas over the leggings because it make your ass look fat.
Yeah, it gives it some shape.
Give it shape. Okay, do you wear slides also? You know, them little ballerina shoes? Flats, I'm sorry. Do you wear them flats too?
Yeah.
Do you put powder in it, or you just throw your feet in them like, hey, we're going to have a good time. Look at me, I'm cute.
And powder in what?
Huh?
Powder in my yoga?
No, powder in your flats.
I don't wear flats.
Oh, you don't wear flats? And if you don't mind me asking, what's your ethnicity? Are you African American? Are you a skinny girl, big girl? We're having technical difficulties. I don't know if y'all are talking to me on the Obama phone. Step your phone game up. step your phone game up. But you heard what she just said she buys yoga because it makes the ass look fat. So when she walks, the guys can be like, I would love to put my penis in that. Thank you, miss, whoever you was that on the call-in. If you're just checking in, this is Elmira going wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking shit Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. You know what I'm saying? You can call from your phone, 347-857-4302. And, you know, if you want to send me topics and you got music or whatever, send it to Lucky Me, Mr. New City at AIM.com, LuckyME, Mr. MR, New, NEWCITY, City at AIM.com. I can get your music on, play it. We just shooting the shit, kicking it, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to play some music. We're gonna play some music, shoot the shit or whatever, and we're going to go with some Dirty Diana. Some of these girls out here at Elmira, they some Dirty Dianas. We out here.
Oh.
Like I said, this is how I give it up. When we playing the music, if a person puts their hand up, that means they speak. We got a private caller. We're going to get you on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you doing, Lucky?
How you doing, little lady? You want to put your name out there who I'm speaking to?
Nah, I can't do that.
That's cool. I'm okay with that. I just appreciate you calling in. We're talking about a couple of topics tonight. I don't know. You got a little time. Maybe you can, you know, enlighten us with your opinion. First thing first. We're talking about pregnant women. You know what I'm saying? If a female's pregnant, say she's 3 months, 4 months pregnant, do she, you know, can is she single? Do that mean that she has to go through the whole pregnancy and get no penis? She's horny, hot, and bothered? Or is it okay
hell
for her
yeah.
to go?
Because,
it's
first
okay.
of all, that's nasty. Because if you're pregnant and you have a baby and you're fucking another nigga, that's not his baby.
So if you're pregnant and your baby dad say, you know what, that ain't my baby anyway because I know you're a little skeezer, blah, 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 and he leaves you, and so you're 2 months pregnant and you meet a handsome young man that's willing to accept that you're pregnant and, you know what I'm saying, you like the chemistry and you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to give him some of that wet. You can't get no penis while you're pregnant? That's what you're saying? You're going to turn that
I
down?
Mean, first, if he said that to me, I would cut his penis off so he wouldn't have, he wouldn't be fucking nobody. Nah, I think that's nasty because if you want to fuck somebody, you have a baby in you. That's nasty. You want somebody else's sperm floating around your baby. You know what I mean? That's disgusting. That's some trifling on my stuff. So.
That's trifling. Where are you from, if you don't mind me saying? Are you from Elmira?
No.
You from where?
No, I said I'm not from Elmira.
You're not from, do you want to put your town on the map or you want to?
Nah, I can't do that.
That's cool.
If I do that, everybody would know who I am.
They wouldn't know who you are. All right,
yeah.
Next thing. I don't know, are you a skinny girl or a thick girl?
I'm a thick girl.
All right, you're a thick girl. Would you ever consider, like, times get hard, would you ever consider stripping at, like, a place called Fred's or anything, something like that?
Nah, not at all. I got kids. Don't nobody want to see that.
Okay. But so how do you feel about women who strip close to where they grew up at, knowing that they're going to see people that they grew up with from elementary, high school, and in their community?
It depends on where they grew up. I don't know. Everybody knows each other. But if they grew up in a big city like Rochester, Miami, or some shit like that, go on with your bad stuff. I'm mad at it.
So what advice would you give to these females who think it's okay to just, you know, live in a community small like Elmira and strip at the most popular place where Elmira people go? What advice would you want to give to those people?
It is what it is. That's their business. But at the end of the day, if they want everybody in Elmira seeing their vaginas, I guess that's their business, right? I can't give them advice.
If you and your friends, if they wanted to take you to a strip club, would you go?
Heck yeah. My homegirl, we go all the time. And I see all these Elmira girls out there.
Okay, so is it something that, so does it piss you off that you get there to have a good time and you're like, oh, shit, I'm here. I went to middle school with this bitch. I don't want to see her shaking me, her stretch my titties on. I know what I'm saying. You know what? Is that okay? Or does that piss you off?
No, it doesn't piss me off. That's how they make their money. And especially if they got kids do their thing. But at the end of the day, if they want the whole Elmira to see what their twat looks like, I guess that's on them.
All right, hold on 1 second. We got someone. I guess they want a contest from you, Sad. 2116, you're back on the air. 2116, you're back on the air. All right, I guess we lost her call. I guess she's doing the things that she liked to do. Okay, back to the private caller. All right, this is tax season. You have kids, correct?
Right.
So is it safe to say this is the best time of year for you? Being at tax season? Hello? All right, we lost another caller, the private caller. Yo, good looking on everybody who's calling in on the check-in and stuff, like all the private callers and stuff like that. Oh, we got another one. Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you are on the air. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh, that was your call? Your call dropped? Private caller, you're
hello?
On the air.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, miss? Welcome to the show. This is Elmira Gone Wild. We talk about anything you guys want to talk about, but at the present moment, we're talking about yoga pants. We're talking about strippers, and we're talking about being pregnant and giving up the pussy. If a single person is pregnant, do it make her a bad person that she want to get some dick during her pregnancy if she's not with her baby dad?
I just don't understand why Elmira bitches are so ratchet.
You don't understand? Now, what is ratchet in your definition?
Everybody in Elmira.
Okay. So everybody knows. So pretty much when you say it, when you think of Elmira, New York, you think of ratchetness. All right, we lost the call. Give a shout-out to the little mama who just called in and said Elmira is ratchet. Like I said, call, if your call dropped, call back in. The number is 347-8. What is this going on here? 857-4302. We're going to go back to the music. Like I said, you can press 1. I'm glad to get you in. I'll ask your boy, Michael Jackson. We're going to do it like that.
keep on playing games. I'm out of gas.
Remix.
I'm out of gas.
Remix.
I'm out of gas.
This is the remix.
I'm out of gas. I'm out of gas.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You roll the dice with your life, you plan suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where I found the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Signed, you ain't you.
Yo, like I said, are you just tuning in? This is Elmira Gone Crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, Mr. New City. And it goes down. I talk my shit. You guys can call in. You want to put your baby dad on blast. You want to put your mama on blast for using your name on the phone bill. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? We got a private caller on deck. Private caller, you're on.
Hello?
Private caller, you're on deck.
My phone hung up. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to about what you're talking about, tax. What about taxes?
Okay, back talking about the taxes. This is tax season. You know what I'm saying? This is the best time of the year for women who have two or more children because you're getting at least a couple of thousand and stuff like that. Do you have any advice for the mothers of how they should spend their money so when June and July come and it's time to barbecue, they have money and errands won't be hunting them down?
Right. Well, technically, there's money for the kids, so they should stock up on what their kids need, because if they, instead of flaunting it on Facebook and showing they got money and going out and partying with it, they can stock up on the diapers that their baby needs. That's their money in the first place.
Okay, you said a key word, something that strikes the nerve with me. I hear party. And in Elmira, I always hear people be like, oh, I had fun at that party, or who's going to a party or an afty. How come, and like, you know, I don't know if you're from the city, but from up here, because you're calling private, but up in, you know, Elmira and up here, why don't people party like they used to anymore? Why no one dances at parties?
Well, what do you mean? I don't understand.
A party, like when I was younger and I went to a party, even if I didn't get no girl's number, I had fun because I sweated the night away.
Oh, you want me to tell you why? Okay.
Yeah, why?
Because there ain't no motherfucking Spanish people up here.
So you're saying because there's no Spanish people that people don't dance?
Yeah, because usually it's the white people ain't down to, we all know that. So if they have more Spanish people up here, that, you know what I mean? I don't know. Spanish people just make the party.
And what is your ethnicity? You're black, white?
I'm Spanish.
Oh, you're Spanish. So, I mean, so black people, what about black people? Black people know how to dance, Harlem Shake, and have
a great
time.
I mean, it's Elmira, though. It's a little town, I'm sure. You know what I mean? People ain't open like that. I mean, if they were in a big city doing their thing, maybe they're embarrassed. I don't know.
All right, hold on. We got a call. Last digits is 7561. You are on the air.
Who this, Lucky?
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
It's Cousin Chris.
Cousin Chris, welcome to the show. This is the first show of Elmira Gone Crazy. This is a space. If you tuned in, this is Cousin Krills, Elmira's own captain of the Fly Boys, the movement. These guys came on the scene about roughly 8 months ago, and they've been taking the city over by storm with good music and great visuals. Cousin Krills, welcome to the show.
Proud to be here. What's going on?
Okay, so before we get into what I really want to ask you, I want to ask you three questions. Is it okay for a female who's pregnant to have sex while being pregnant, but not with their baby dad, if they're not with their baby father?
You crazy. They're grown. They can do whatever they want to do. Not my baby mama, though.
you're saying you would have sex with a pregnant girl, but if it was your baby mom and you wasn't with her, you'd kill her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I would kill mine, too. Okay, moving right along. What if you had a chance to pick one, team yoga or team leggings, what do you prefer women to wear?
Leggings, as long as they got fat ass and a camel toe.
Okay. Now, the next thing that I'm about to chime in on, or whatever the case may be, and I just seen it. This is fresh off the press. You guys, like I said, when it comes to Fly Boys, all I know is you guys. Well, how do you feel about these new guys who's it's stealing? From what I'm seeing, they stole your name. You want to, you know, enlighten the people on that?
Well, they don't. People can do whatever they want to do. We already know. My name is Patton. So, our name is Patton. Like, we own the name.
But how would you guys deal with that, though? Like, let's just say if these guys had talent and they start putting out decent music and then people start recognizing them as being the official Fly Boys, would you guys change your name or would it, you guys take these guys to court? Like, how would you guys deal with it?
It'll never happen. That's all I just said. I just had to listen to one of the songs, too. Like, they off beat. They off beat on a track. They're off beat.
Can two groups named the Fly Boys coexist in Elmira, New York?
Nah, we the Fly Boys. That's it.
So is y'all nothing? You know, like I said, everything goes on this show, whatever the case may be. We're talking about strippers. We're talking about strippers also. How do you feel about females who strip close to where they grew up?
Hey, get your money. Whatever, get your money. I don't discriminate.
Clap, clap, clap.
Okay, but so you would feel comfortable. You've been to this popular place called Fred's. You feel comfortable tipping strippers you grew up with and possibly could have had sex with already?
I ain't giving no females none of my hard earned money.
I
performed up there the one time I was up there and I didn't see nothing that I could just give my money to.
I mean, yeah, I look at it like this. When it comes to strip clubs and stuff like that, you think of the fantasy. You know, it's a fantasy situation. And I can't see myself throwing dollars at a female that I already seen naked already or, you know, or my boy. It's like, then it messes up the fantasies. Like, you throw the dollars for her to, you know, act and whine and grind and thrust and do the things, and you got the private room. I've been into some strip clubs in my life, and that's what it is a fantasy. You're in that room by yourself, and you're getting the butt naked lap dance, and you know what I mean. You're feeling on her butt, and you know in your mind you can't have sex. You can't have sex with this young lady because she's a stripper, but you want to. And so you keep throwing the dollars anyway, hoping that she may slide you a number, but it never happens. With these girls from Elmira that you possibly could have went to middle school and all that stuff like that. Do you think it's a good look, though, even though they're still trying to earn their money?
Hey, it's whatever. Everybody got to hustle, you know what I'm saying? I make my money. They can make their money their own way. If they don't give a fuck, then nobody else should, I guess, to be honest with you.
And
if they're white girls, I ain't throwing my money.
What, you got some music coming, you got projects coming up, you know, I did my research on you guys, I hear you guys about to do a wedding, you guys are doing big things, you're performing at a wedding soon in a month, you want to let the people know about that?
Just a buddy I know from back in the day asked us to perform.
Dope, I think that's pretty dope, performing at a wedding.
If anybody needs any performances done at any events or anything, just hit up Brian Schuler, he'll get it done.
All right, well, you know what? You're an artist, and you didn't expect this. I'm going to put you on the spot. You got 16 or 8 bars that you want to give. We got listeners on deck. We got 30 listeners right now on deck. You want to freestyle, let people know why you and your team are official or the official Fly Boys of Elmira, New York, and in the world?
I spit a little something light.
All right. Cousin Krills, everyone.
We all bosses, like Rick Ross's. The pothead's a topic no matter what the cost is. That's my word, I ain't never had a paycheck. But come to my spot, price is low like Payless. I stay stressed, and I don't care what you think of me. But I'll be damned if I let your hatred get to me. I'm a Fly Boy, every track a victory. And I don't want no parts of your misery. Talk about that money, you know we on that. Pack almost gone, finish it, Mortal Kombat. Go ahead, girl, and pop that pussy for me.
Stay the night in the morning, guarantee she cooking for me. I'm talking eggs and bacon. Yeah, her head the greatest. Give good brain. I think the broad's educated. I know some real goons that'll take your bracelet. Bitch, I go hard like I seen J-Lo naked. They don't want to see me make it, but it's all good. Like the front of my Alero, it's all hood. And I don't give a shit. Them rhymes that you rapping, you don't live that shit. You ain't flipping bricks. All I do is hustle pot, smoke sour with my cousin Doc. I run the fucking block. And I'm done.
Nice. Cousin Chris. If anyone that's listening now, they like, you know, your talent, and they want to contact you, what's the best way they can contact you? If they want to get up with Cousin Krills or anybody in the Flyboy situation.
You can hit up Brian Shuler on Facebook. It's just how it's spelled. Brian S-C-H-U-L-E-R. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Cousin Krills, Keller. And then we got a SoundCloud. It's Flyboys-FMG. And then if you want to see any of our videos, it's on YouTube at Flyboys-FMG, all one word.
Okay,
and then Twitter too, at Flyboys_607.
All right, you know, a lot of guys, there's been a lot of rappers in Elmira who've been doing this for about 15, 10 years, or whatever the case may be. Do you want to give the people maybe a little pinch, a little secret of why you guys were able to, you know, kind of push everybody out the way and come forth and, like, say, hey, we're forced to be reckoned with in such a short time?
We just worked. I put out a freestyle called 32 Grams over the Fabulous beat, She Be Killing Them.
Yeah.
I put that out. And then Capione, one of the biggest rappers from out here, hit me up. And then we just took off. But we took off before that anyway, though. Like, we just was working. We just put out a bunch of music. And shit got us popping. Like, everybody fucks with us.
All right, well, this Cap guy, you know, you talk big about him on your Facebook and stuff like that. So what is it like working with him, you know, with someone that you look up to as far as a mentor and stuff like that?
I'm saying he's one of the best, that's for sure. I've seen him freestyle for hours. Never messed up once. He's definitely one of the vets out here. I don't know anybody that's really fucking with him on the music tip. Like, people can't fuck with him in a good way, I mean, no. And then, he got his mixtapes on That Piff. Tappy on the Great, the C4 mixtape. Everybody's still bumping that. That shit hit Elmira hard. And then,
right, well,
you could get
well,
our mixtapes.
Sorry to cut you off, Cousin Chris, but, you know, I got a sexy, my co-host is a sexy midget. She pressed the buttons behind the scene that y'all don't see. You know what I'm saying? Her name is Tukeri Arakita. That's my short midget. She pressed the buttons, and she's trying to tell me that we need a commercial break. But real quick, you know, 2013, you want to know, what do people have to look forward to as far as the Flyboys for 2013?
We look forward to that. Straight to the top, you can look for that. Flyboys Levitation 2. Shout out to AR Ab. We're working with AR Ab, A Mafia, possibly a song with Cameron in the future.
All right, hold on. We got a couple people real quick. Maybe they have some questions for Cousin Krills. This is one question. Private call, you're on the air. All right, they're not speaking. Last digits is 3236. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
3236, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello?
They got scared?
3236, you're on the air. Oh, they hung up, they got scared. That's what happens. We got another call. We got another private caller on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Yo, private caller, ladies, you're on the air. All right, well, people who are playing and stuff like that, but I appreciate everyone who's calling in. Any shout-outs before we go into a commercial break there?
Who, me?
Yeah, any shout-outs?
Shout-out my cousin Doc, you know, holding me down since day one. Shout-out.
Yes.
Shout-out
to Doc, salute.
Flyboys.
Fly Boys all day, Fly Boys. My cousin Doc's girl, Carrie. You know what I'm saying? We're making moves over here. And shout out to all the money I'm going to make this year, too.
All right. That's what's up. Shout out to, like, if you're just tuning in, this is Elmira Gone Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me. We got Cousin Chris on the line. He just, you know, let us know what they got in store and stuff like that. Here's with a hot freestyle. We about to go pay some bills and stuff, things of that nature. We about to go into this track by this guy called Lucky Me. It's called Sex Fiend, featuring R. Kelly.
What the fuck is this? Mm. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci.
I'm riding past in the sky. I'm cruising with the fade. MIA. I'm dealing with the me. Girl, let's hit the beach. You sexy girl, let's go. Wanna lick you down and fold you like a pretzel. Girl, I'm nasty, different sex thing. I'm talking handcuffs, whip and whipped cream. Make your booty clap, I'm sitting back like Amazon. I got money in the bank, I'm rolling like LeBron. Let's go, kiss me. Let's go, lick me.
Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci.
Yeah. When my pants fall down, I pull that head, girl, back it up.
Mr. Rare Beat Instrumental.
My body, dick all up in your butt. You on top, you squirting titties, moving like everywhere. Honey, chocolate, girl, don't stop it. Jerk that pussy right there. Wanna feel you come, sweat, messing all up my jeans. Licking on your toes and your ass, because I'm a freak. Excuse my language, ho. Please don't tell my mama, though. Back up at the shop, I knock them down just like some dominoes. Lucky get a lot of hoes. I love the coochie. And please don't call my phone if you ain't giving up that booty. I'm that.
Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? There's something special, you know what I'm saying, right here. I mean, my boy, he likes this girl. He been rocking with her for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, through my talent, I'ma express his feelings to her.
Yeah.
I know you see me as your BFF. I look good, I'm well dressed. I know we just friends, girl. I can't help myself. I Facebook your page to try to tell you how I feel. I admit it, this love thing, I feel it so real. I'm shooting a movie, I hit you up because I need a star. Tingle, tingle, sexy ma, you know who you are. You got a face that light the room up. I ain't talking cheesy, single mother, it ain't easy. Conversations on the phone, yeah, they kinda tease me. Palisades Mall, you used to come to see me. Let's get a room, I wanna kiss you cause you so special. You on my mind all the time, as my little nephew. Maybe I'm strong, or you might be the one to be my baby girl, a mom to my sons. I got a bunny vacation, you need a break. Give me a chance, girl. Nope, no more.
I know you're different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love
you. Yo, I know what you need. Don't be scared. Miss, come and take my hand. Look at your cards. You never have a better hand. I've known you 5 years.
Yo, 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 we back. This is Elmira's Gone Crazy with Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I'm Sound Like a Big Deal, a.k.a. I'm Mike, it's your girl, she let me eat the pussy. We sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, shout out to him, brother from another mother, and we are here doing it big. It's the debut of the new show, and we're doing the things that we like to do. We're here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. You can call in, if you just want to talk about your baby dad, why he ain't, you know what I'm saying, give you the socials for you can get the extra money on your taxes. We can talk about it all. Just call in 347-857-4302. Okay, 21116, quick question. Would you let a man eat the pussy on the first date?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not even going to give it up on the first date.
So So, handsome young man, you see the handsome young man, you guys are vibing, he paid for the movie, he got cheese on your burger, you're having a great time, you giggling, he wiping food off your mouth, you're just having a good time, and whatever, and then he goes, Mess, you know what, I want to taste you. Can I taste you? You don't got to do nothing, I just want to taste you. He want to taste your juices. You're not going to let him allow? No? You going to put the juices on him?
Nope.
Why? That makes you a hoe?
Well, it doesn't necessarily make anybody a hoe. It's just I'm not the type of person that's going to go out on a first date or just meet somebody and pull my pants down and think it's okay.
So that's nasty for a guy. So if a girl's in a movie theater and a guy was like, he yawned and all of a sudden her head just fell on his lap or whatever the case may be, he would be nasty if he got head in the first date?
Yeah.
Because he went his penis sucked, that would be nasty?
Like, you barely know each other. Why are you going to put yourself out there like that?
Okay, hold on. We got somebody on the check-in. 716, you're on the air. 716, you're on the air. 716, they hung up. They ran from responsibility. Like I said, we on here, we shooting the shit, talking about the things that we like to do. So what is appropriate, 2116, for a first date? Kiss? That's appropriate for a first date?
I don't see why not. It's just a kiss.
So two lips. Oh, we got a private caller. Put their hand up. Private caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
What's going on?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Reno.
Huh? Where are you calling from?
Omar.
You calling from work? All right. I guess you're not telling us where you want to. But listen, sir, would you, if a girl wanted to give you head on the first date, would you let her?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you'll take the head. Would you eat the pussy on the first date? Cricket? Oh, he hung up. He ran from responsibility. You private caller, you. How dare you take the head? But then when I asked you, will you eat the pussy? You ran from responsibility. You naughty little man, you. You's a naughty little man. But I appreciate the call. And call back in. Call back private. And I know you're probably saying it because your wife is probably listening in right now. And I don't want to get you in trouble. Today's sponsor is Cash for Gold, 607-215-1620. New or old, get it sold to Lucky Me. Sell it all. Sell it all to me. If your baby daddy do you wrong, I'll buy his gold all night long. Shall I take another stab at it? 607-215-1620. Sell his gold when you need dough. And we're going to keep it rolling. This has been a good show so far. We've been talking about a lot of things, being pregnant, giving up the pussy. We talked about Teen Mom, Caitlyn. She can go to hell. If I was a girl, I would have smacked dog shit out of her for making that man go through all that drama and all that stuff like that. We talked about tax season. We talked about a lot of things. 2116.
What?
Just a general question, because I know there's people that listen in from their computers and stuff like that. You're pregnant. And this has been an experience for you. Is there anything that you want to let any females know that they should prepare for, that you wasn't prepared for, or that you were?
Pregnancy is horrible. I don't recommend it to anybody. I really don't.
So you wouldn't recommend that a person get pregnant at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. So if you had a chance to do it all over again, would you do it again?
No. Not at all. I would find a surrogate before I would do this again in my life. I don't think there's enough money in the world that somebody can pay me to be pregnant again.
So what are the hardest parts of the pregnancy that you would say?
For me, I'm constantly in pain over something. I lost a lot of weight, and then I had to bring it back up because of being pregnant. That's a really big struggle for me. I'm pretty much doing this on my own. I don't really have that much of a support system. And, like, what I do use. But at the end of the day, like, I'm in bed alone. I don't have somebody to hold my hand. I don't have somebody to be there for me. my son doesn't have somebody for him to be a father for most of his life, except for all of my guy friends who can teach him the stuff that I can't teach him what to do.
Okay, so, you know, based upon what I've been hearing and stuff like that, you're a single mom, and when are you due? In a month, weeks, when are you due?
On the 18th.
On the 18th of this month?
Yep.
Okay. How are you preparing yourself mentally to be the best mom you could be? And we're just saying mentally. We're not talking money because no one's rich. We're talking about mentally. How are you preparing to be the best mom that you could be for your new child?
I was a babysitter for 3 years, so I kind of feel like I'm okay with everything, and I know what I'm doing, so I don't, like, I'm just going with the flow for the most part.
Okay, we got people catfishing. I want to give a fuck you shout out to a Megan Rockwell. If anyone gets this person, she's a catfish. You've just been deleted. You're out of here. You're gone. You're gone. All right, how much time we got? We got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're just going straight shoot it. The last 20 minutes is going to be about your first love. Tune back in. This is Elmira's Going Wild. This is Lucky Me. Someone just farted right next to me. It's going down here. We do the things that we like to do. Nasty. My mouth was open. You know what I'm saying? They farted and my mouth was out bad. That's what people say, like, when, you know, that's what gay person, that's my gay voice. So
that's what you say.
My mouth was out bad.
That's what you say.
Child support.
Godinstrumentals.com.
Yo, I'm tired of shit, you fucking bum ass nigga. You here and there, you can't even take care of your fucking kid. That's why I fake this shit, dumb nigga. I had to go to the bathroom.
I want the car, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. My lucky man love made three. Plus I got kids, Elmira's where I live. Nigga, I want child support. I want child support.
My baby mama calling, voicemail, hang up on her, baby need new shoes. All she do is want for money, man, he don't want for nothing. She washed up like she hot, acting like she young, still asking when I'm done. Last check, little mama bought a Gucci bag. My income tax, man, she took everything I had. She talking shit to her friends like I'm a bad father. My sister wanted to wash her up, I said, why bother? I'm emotional dude, yes, this shit bothers me. The judge it like you mean, so what's it gonna be? I gave her the house, the cars and the keys, and I fell to my knees, now I'm broke.
I want the cars, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free, plus I got kids. I'm my rich where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Baby mama drama, got the kids stressed out. I'm thinking about packing up, maybe move down south. I mean, I can't keep a girl. I bring girls to my home, cause every 5 minutes, a bitch blowing up my phone. She took my food stamps, I see I get brand new. My kids looking dirty, but her clothes is brand new. She argues in public, she screams so loud. Her ponytail was to the side, she's so ghetto and so proud. If it wasn't for my kids, I would've snuffed her and ran away. I'm thinking about Arizona or that place where Kobe played. Man, if you're young and single, y'all live your life. Men will never win. And of course,
I want cars, some money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free. Plus I got kids. I'm Iris where I live. Nigga, I want child support. 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 I want child support.
Hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was soup. This real nigga named Nas, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Dre's one band, now we out of the closet. Mob deep, wonder why.
dig deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being the thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit, to eat a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me, loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent, jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take it back and lay this rap a real.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid, Lucky Me, and we're back. Elmira gone wild, Elmira gone crazy, whatever you want to name it. It's a show for you guys, a platform for you to vent, a platform for you to just get things off your chest. We're talking yoga pants. We're talking girls who are pregnant having sex with dudes around the hood. Is that nasty or is she just being a lady and she's horny and she wants some dick? These are the things that we're talking about. I just got a question on my inbox or whatever. Someone responded, Mr. Marquise or Marquand, whoever you want to say his name, however you want to go. I'm looking, I'm searching, I'm finding. Like I said, Elmira, we're doing this for you guys, for the artists. If you're a comedian, if you know got poetry, and even if, you know what I'm saying, hood talent, get on the show, sing. You never know, you might link up with other artists and you may get the job done and you do the things that you like to do. I want to give a special shout out to Pregame Radio. Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10 is going to be going down. This is a place where you can call from your cell phone. You know what I mean? If you want to speak, you press 1. If not, just sit back. You know what I'm saying? Let your toes wiggle. You hit with your honey dip. You know what I'm saying? Y'all eating a Hot Pocket or something like that. You're having a good time. You're doing the things that you like to do. Like I said, we've been talking about a lot of things. I want to give a shout-out to my kids. You know what I'm saying? Marion, Mari, Jordan, Daddy on here doing the things that he like to do, going wild on these bunnies. All right, the last thing I'm going to end it with. How come females will ride with a nigga in jail, but if a nigga's going to college, he can't do it? So if you got an answer for that, you know what I'm saying, call in and let's get it. Who else? Who got on here? 2116, real quick question.
What?
How come people will ride with a nigga that got mad years in jail, but then if you're in high school and you're going to college, a female says she can't ride with a nigga doing 4 years at a university or college?
You know what? I don't even understand that because I would do it either way, but half the time, like, all these girls out here, when their man's in jail, they're like, oh, da, 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 da. And you don't damn well that they're fucking two different guys on the side.
So you're saying, how many years will it take for you to cheat on your man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all been rocking for mad long, oh, hold on, we got to call it back. One second. We got to get these people in, but 1 second. 716, you're on the air.
Hey.
How you doing, little mama? Where you calling from?
Elmira.
Elmira, girl, stay freaky. Heard them getting money, now the girl want to meet me. All right,
word.
Listen, Elmira girls, you have kids, man? I'm assuming you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, tax season, everyone is H&R blocking it. Everyone putting money picks up and stuff like that. You got any advice to these mothers of how to, budget or organize their money? What should they do with their money? Let's just say a mother is getting $5,000. What should she do with that money?
Well, I think first and foremost, all of her bills should be taken care of, and she should make sure that her children have what they need.
Maybe a little bit of splurging on herself. Other than that, priorities come first.
Okay, when you say splurge on yourself and stuff like that, what does that mean? What does that entail?
Well, maybe, like for myself, I have to provide myself scrubs for work, transportation, lunch while I'm at work, or shoes. I mean, for those of us that don't have cars, we got to walk. We got to make sure we have shoes to be able to walk in.
Okay, so that's the proper way. So where do these, how long have you lived in Elmira?
My whole life.
Okay, so you would know more than me. I've only been out here about 3 years, roughly. Where do these women go wrong?
a lot of them is the men that they date.
They men. Oh, now we get into a topic that I like to talk about. The men that they date. So how a female, you know, these dudes come to town, drug dealers or whatever. Let's just say whatever they these guys come to town. They meet these girls at Lando's and Ramsey's and the Dollar. And these females are like, ooh, who's that? We don't. He looks nice. He's dressed. He got a chain swinging. His chain keep hitting her drink. So she gives up the number. She gets pregnant, and then he gets arrested, and now she's left with kids. How should a female? Pretty much, what are the steps a female should take to finding a good man in Elmira, New York these days?
I think she, first, if they can't take care of themselves, then they're not any good. You don't want a man that can't help you if you're down and you got his back when they're down. And you got to think about, if you are going to have children, is you going to be able to provide for your children and make sure that if, you know, while you slip and fall at work and break your foot, you're at home on disability, can he cover the half of the bills that you can't cover now? You just got to be smart about your decisions.
So should a man in Elmira, say a newcomer like myself, how does a newcomer, a dude, you know, I'm switching the shoes, how does a dude come into a new town and say, hey, oh, this girl got a fat butt. Hey, how you doing, miss? You got a fat butt. I want to take you to a movie. I want to get to know you. But then to the town, she's a whore. Then now he's, you know, he ends up messing with this girl. He didn't know she was a whore. And now she hurts him or he gets embarrassed because she's messing around on him. How do a guy, a newcomer coming to the town, find out about a female's history without having to ask everyone about her background?
Well, the girl should be up front no matter what. If he was a hoe before and you're not now and you're actually trying to settle down and be serious, well, then they need to look at what you're doing right now and what you're going to be doing with them in the future.
Honestly, yes, I always say that. I believe if you meet a female, her past is her past. And, you know what I mean, it's none of my business. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't do it with me, it's none of my business. But, you know, you say that a dude, you know, the female should be honest, but me and you both know that these females aren't going to be honest. What female's going to come out and say, hey, 50 niggas and hit this pussy, but I'm a good person?
Probably none.
So how does that person, you know, how do the men find a good woman? Just like how do a woman in Elmira find a decent man?
I guess, honestly, there's not even, like, I can't even tell you that because nobody is perfect, so maybe there's not really a good man or a good woman.
So what is it? What are you single or married or anything?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged. So obviously you found a good one. What did you do? And what are some of the characteristics in your man that drew you into getting engaged to him? You want to keep him?
Honestly, we met at a party. We were both really drunk.
He
was supposed to stay.
Was it locals?
No, it was vodka.
Vodka, all right, Spencer, fancy. All right, you go, girl. All right.
He was only supposed to stay a weekend. The weekend turned into a week, and the week has now turned into over 4 years. There's something about him. If I'm down and out, he knows what to do, what to say. Leave for the store, come back with, you know, a dozen of roses. I'm having a bad day. He's got roses and, you know, helps brighten my day. If I'm stressed and just need a minute, I can come into the bedroom and shut the door and just kind of do me, and he's got the kids. I have two children that aren't his, and he's there 100% no matter what.
Okay, that's dope. A lot since I've been out here, I've learned that females are haters. They hate to see another female happy in a monogamous relationship. What have you done? Do you have Raid or something like that? Bug Be Gone spray for the hating friends? I'm quite sure you have a couple of friends. You have fake friends and real friends who always try to tell you shit, girl.
I don't. Most bitches in Elmira are fake. They try to take what you got if you're doing better than them. I try not to fuck with too many people. I do me and my family and stick with my group.
Okay.
And if I am out and about, I throw up the hater blockers and keep it moving.
All right, so what are you, team leggings or team yoga?
And
why?
I'm not sure. Do I really have to choose?
Well, I mean, or you can choose both, and because I want to get an understanding, because I see this a lot. You know, big girls, they just don't, and girls think that by putting leggings on, they can just put on a nice shirt and just go out and be like, oh, I'm dressed up. They stuff their fat into the leggings or whatever the case may be. And don't get me wrong, I love big girls. Big girls are beautiful. They're sexy.
Well,
they got.
In my opinion, big girls should not wear leggings or yoga pants. I don't know. Just some big girls, it looks good. But if you got a lot of rolls, I think maybe you should steer away from them. No matter how long the shirt is, it just doesn't look right.
Okay, and another question. I'm just checking on my little piece of paper here. We talked earlier about being pregnant, and like you said, you're dealing with the guy that you're with. He's not the father of your two children. So it's obvious that your baby dad left the situation. During the times of being pregnant, like you get lonely, your hormones are high, and things of that nature. So would it make you nasty that you would go elsewhere, like say, you know, 2-3 months pregnant, and you want to get, say you're horny, like, you know what, I've been talking to this guy, he's been watching movies with me, I want some dick, fuck that, I'm horny. Did that make you nasty? Being pregnant?
I don't think, if you don't have a man and you're not, it's not a multiple sex partner, and you know, you've been chilling with a guy and hitting it off and everything's mad cool, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, as long as it's not like, you know, you get it from him and then you're like, ooh, all right, well, I want it from him too, and him and him and him. I don't think so.
So it's okay if it's one partner, but if the person is overdoing it, then that's when they go into that hooker box for the most part?
I believe so, yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. We got a private caller. They put their hand up. They want to speak. The private caller, you're on the air.
All I want to do is say shout out to all my Red Bulls.
Shout out to your Red Bones?
Yes.
All right. But why Red Bones? You don't like black girls or white girls?
Because we got bad bitches on deck.
Bad bitches on deck. That's how you do it. I want to know, can I join your situation? Because you got bad bitches on deck, and I want to be a part of you guys' crew. Can I get some bitches, too?
You already know, buddy.
Nice. You want to give any more shout-outs other than your yellow bones and your bad bitches on deck?
Shout out to all my baby mamas.
Shout out to all your baby mamas. Do you take care of your kids, sir?
Yes, I do.
How much do you pay a month?
Good luck.
I don't pay nothing because I take care of them all.
Nice. And I mean, financially, roughly, how much does that normally cost you?
A fortune, my G.
A fortune. So you have a nice job?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I had a young lady on here, and we're talking about, you know, good men and good women and Omira.
I was listening to her.
So how can a good man like yourself who got bad bitches on deck and yellow bones get a good man if you ever go single? I mean, get a good woman, I'm sorry. Oh, he dipped out. Shout out to that man or whatever with the bad bitches on deck. Back to the young lady. You still on there, miss?
Sure am.
Did you hear this guy? He has bad bitches on deck, this guy?
Yeah. Well, he must not have had too many bad bitches because he didn't want to talk for very long.
Yeah, and he has a lot of baby moms, but still, I appreciate him calling it and stuff like that. Miss, do you want to give any shout-outs or anything?
Nah, just shout-out to you, I guess. I don't know. We talk on Facebook once in a while. You think I'm a hater, but here I am talking to you on the radio, so I'm not that much of a hater.
Oh, wait. Okay, let's see if I'm nice. Don't say who you are, but just how do I think you're a hater?
I don't know. You say that I always front because we never chill.
Yes, that is fronting. I'm glad you brought that up. We got 11 minutes left. Let's talk about that for a second. Why do females that live in the same town or near, cab distance or whatever the case may be, that you don't think that's fronting? If you wanted to hang out with a guy and say you're attracted to him emotionally or just, you know, his personality or even physically, and you're tired of talking to him, whether it's via texting or Facebook, you don't think if he doesn't want to meet you or you guys don't chill for years, that's not fronting to you?
Yeah, it's fronting, I guess, in a way, but
I don't know. Rumors are rumors, I guess. But then again, people still judge you off from rumors.
So you, so it's safe to say that you judge me off of rumors, and that's the reason why we haven't met or chilled. Miss. All right, shout out to the young lady, 716. I guess she lost her call. 216, you're back on the air.
But you want to know what? It's not only girls that do it. Guys do it, too.
Yeah, only girls do it. What are you talking about?
Listen, how many girls have you talked to on the computer and was like, oh, yeah, let's hang out, and then you'd never go and hang out with them, though?
A lot.
Exactly, so guys do it, too.
Guys
exactly.
do what?
That's only if the bitch is ugly as fuck, though, and she's creeping.
How do you know she's creeping?
Like, if they drop it on you a lot.
Maybe she just...
And you got better things to do, like either make money or do something else, or hang out with all somebody
right.
that's...
All right, 216, this is the question. Oh, we got another caller on deck. Hold on, we got him. Let's get him in. You're on the air.
You talk about yoga pants, right?
Yes, you're talking about yoga pants. And leggings. What's going on with these females? And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of females that look amazing with their yoga pants. But let's talk about the big girls, the girls that just put yoga pants on and thinking they're dressed up. Can you be dressed up with yoga pants?
No, big girls, they stuff their fat in yoga pants, look like the Michelin Man. It's no good.
Michelin Man, you stupid. You are stupid. So putting yoga pants or leggings on, is that a part of an outfit?
Nah, those are like, I don't even know, pajamas or something.
So if you see a female, you go to the bar with your boys, and you see a female in yoga pants, do you look at her and say, damn, she got dressed, she did her thing with her outfit, she's fly as fuck?
Hell no.
No. So what do you prefer?
You know, some, like, at least if they got yoga pants, I'm put like a skirt or something over it, wear something nice with it. Yoga pants.
Now that I have a male caller, let me ask you this. How do you feel about females that rather text all day, they you know, hardly ever want to oovle, but they live in the same town, but they don't want to meet up and chill and do regular things?
Their ass, a cab is $6.50, no matter where you're going.
So would that mean that they just want to put you in a friend zone? That's the reason why they don't want to meet you?
It must be. If a girl don't want to meet you, you've been talking for how long on the computer or whatever it is, texting. I don't want a friend. If you hit me up, send that pussy my way.
So pretty much if they're liking posts, if they inbox and talking about, hey, how you doing, that means that they want your penis all around their mouth.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. I've learned this. And if you're listening, that doesn't mean that you can't comment on my post no more. I've learned this. When a female that hasn't commented on my post and shit for a while, and then all of a sudden she starts clicking like and questioning and shit like that, that means she want her pussy all around my mouth. Yeah. Would you eat the pussy on the first date?
Yeah.
Lying.
Would that make you nasty?
Why? If she put it on me, why would I be nasty?
216, is that nasty? You said that's nasty, right?
Yes, because at the end of the day, like, when she leaves and goes home, what are you going to think? You're not going to, like, be like, oh, let me call this girl again. You're like, oh, that bitch was a whore. She gave it to me and she barely knew me.
I'm
going
to call her again. She gave it to me.
Which, at the same time, you're going to be like, oh, she's easy. She's a whore. You're going to talk mad shit. It's not cute.
How? If he ate her pussy.
Yeah, I put my face there.
I want to say this. First of all, guys, we are selfish creatures. We're fucking selfish. We'll put our dicks in the female mouth quick. Put that in your mouth, girl. Be quiet. Shh. Put that in there. And then, excuse me, ma'am? First of all, I am single. I'm single. This is the month where niggas break up the most. Niggas, a lot of relationships will go downhill this month. The month of March, because April is going to be warm. Niggas don't want no clingy bitch on his arm, like, yo, come in, I want a kiss, give me a kiss. We don't want to hear none of that. It's about to get warm. Niggas about to get their clothes up. Niggas about to, you know what I'm saying, get fresh on these bitches, and then we about to do the things that we like to do. So if you're in a relationship, it's going to end this month unless he loves you. If he loves you and you got that good meow, then you're going to be together over the summer. But a lot of people want to break up. I want to thank you, sir, 7554, for calling in and saying that you would eat the pussy on the first date, because I'm one of those guys that I probably would eat the pussy. She smells fresh, and I put out, if I take them leggings off, and I move that thong to the side, man, that's like I'm taking all that off.
Yeah.
And I would eat it, but it has to be shaved. I'm going to tell you a real quick story real quick, because we got about 4 minutes left. Once upon a time, there was this girl that lived on Walnut Street, right by the Western, or whatever the case may be, and I go to her house. I put on her panties. She has red pussy hairs, but they're high. Like, she hasn't shaved her lawn in a long time. So I say, miss, how you expect me to put my face down there? I don't know if it's snakes and rattles and shit down there. How am I supposed to eat that pussy? How many of y'all think I ate the pussy? Oh, hold on, we got a call. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello? Private caller, you're on the air.
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo, I just got a question. Why you like snow bunnies so much?
Why I like snow bunnies? All right, to be honest, the reason why I like snow bunnies is because I have my first child is from an African-American woman. To be real brief, she took me through hell. She beat me up and did a lot of things, and
she
I'm scared of that girl. Yeah, she beat me up because I can't hit girls back. You're not supposed to hit the lady.
Yeah, I understand that.
You can't hit the lady, but nah. But you know what? I like snow bunnies because they've treated me right in this lifetime, and they're real. Like I'm like a I like my women to be strong, but be like motherly. So like when I'm watching a movie or watching Lifetime movies and shit, I like them to rub my nose and kiss my nose and shit like that. Black girls don't like kissing my nose. White girls like kissing my nose.
So would you ever try to go back with a black girl?
Would I try? I mean, if God put a black girl in my space and we kick it off, because don't get me wrong, there's a lot of beautiful black women. They're a lot of cool. I'm cool with a lot of black women and stuff like that. I'm just kind of like,
you know, I date one. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you date your black girl? That's what's up. Like I said, they my sister is a black woman, so it's good black women out there. And
definitely
how long you been with her?
4 years.
4 years? That's good. You ever cheated on her?
Nah.
She ever cheated on you?
No.
You guys are married?
No. We're engaged.
Why you're not married?
Why we're not married? Because
yeah.
You can't just rush into marriage, you know what I mean? It takes time.
I think it's amazing that you guys have been together for 4 years and no one's cheated. Y'all might as well, y'all married already. You might as well just, mazel tov, jump that bro.
You already know.
You're right. So what, I mean, what are you, white, black?
Oh, I'm mixed.
You're mixed? Okay,
yeah.
So how did you meet? You met where are you from?
I'm from Elmira.
Elmira. So how did you meet? Because they say there's no good girls in Elmira. So how did you meet this good woman of 4 years from Elmira?
You know what I mean? I was just around the town one day, happy to see her. You know what I mean? I just started spitting my flavor at her.
So what was the line? We got 2 minutes to go, so I'm gonna give you that 2 minutes. So guys who can't, because there's a lot of guys in Elmira who can't get pussy, and so you want to give guys some of the game that you gave your wife, soon-to-be wife?
All you had to do was be like, yo, can I get some fries? I can't shake.
What
I'm telling you. And they had
what did you say, sir?
I said, can I get some fries? I can't shake.
Can you get some fries? Do you heard him? He said, can you get some fries with that shake? All right, we got 90 seconds left on the show. This has been a good show. I want to get this last caller in real quick. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yo.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes.
What's going on? You're on the air. All right, well, we lost those calls or whatever the case may be. Like I said, we got 60 seconds. 216, you're on the air.
Yeah, what up?
You're on the air. You want to give me a shout out?
What's good?
I love you in the whole widest world.
You want to give any shout outs?
Hello?
Listen, the show's about to end in 30 seconds. We've been on for 2 hours. You can tune back in on Wednesday from 8 to 10. Save this number in your phone. You can call right back in. You guys want to give any shout outs? Well, I guess they hung up the phone. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who called in today. Like I said, today was a great show. Wednesday, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about what's going on in my court case. They're trying to send me to jail. These motherfuckers are trying to send me to jail. This is El Myra Gone Crazy, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout-out to Brooklyn Black. Shout-out to all the callers. Shout-out to Buddhist.com, you know what I'm saying, T. And we signing out, El Myra, New York.
Oh!